WGNS, Murfreesboro.
This is FM 100.5, 101.9, AM 1450, and WGNSradio.com. Rutherford County's place to talk. Stand by, Rutherford County. The WGNS Action Line continues a search for truth.
Good morning to you. Welcome into the Action Line from WGNS. Today is Election Day. Once again, we remind you, especially if your precinct is at one of the Murfreesboro City Schools, in addition to today being Election Day, today is also the first day of school. So you may want to watch what time you vote. For example, right now is a good time to vote. The kids are probably all settled in class for most of the schools. Probably a bad time to vote would be when the kids get out of school.
3:30 time frame won't be a good time.
Because there's going to be a lot of chaos at the schools. Well, not chaos, but chaos in the fact that the kids are getting out and you'd be trying to get in line to vote too. So
I'm just thinking about those parking lots. How would they be at that time if everybody trying to, especially the first day?
They would be chaos.
Chaos would have been the right word, Mark.
Anthony Tuggles with us this morning. Have you voted yet, or did you vote early?
Bart, one of the greatest things we have in Tennessee is early voting.
Amen to that one, I tell you.
I was telling someone this morning, I don't know the last time, probably since I've been in Tennessee, I voted on Election Day, but I don't know when. Early voting is amazing.
It makes it a whole lot easier. About half of the people take advantage of early voting, and if that is any indication, that means that we're going to have a big turnout today because we had a big turnout for early voting.
Well, that's good. I think everyone should go out and cast their vote for their candidate.
Absolutely. Get out and vote, and just don't do it when the schools are letting out.
That's right. We're at that time.
if your precinct is a school, a city school. All righty. 893-1450 is our number. We're talking lawns and gardens. If you have a lawn or garden question, Anthony Tuggle is with us to answer those questions. Tomorrow's a big day. Tomorrow is the Farmer's Market, 7 in the morning until noon. And, of course, a great class that's always offered at 9 o'clock each of the Farmer's Market's mornings, and they're on Tuesday and Friday mornings. What is the topic for tomorrow's class?
Tomorrow's a tomato talk. All things tomato.
Let's talk tomatoes.
And that's actually for the last couple of years have been the room has been pretty much standing room only. They do a lot of good.
Everybody loves to grow tomatoes. I mean, if you're going to have a garden, that seems to be the first thing they try.
The number one vegetable that's growing is a tomato. So they can learn a lot about tomatoes tomorrow. And I'm not sure what all Pat talking about tomorrow with tomatoes. I know it's a lot. But they'll talk a little bit about canning, they'll talk about freezing, and they'll talk about the different types of tomatoes, which ones are good for different things. So they're going to cover a whole array of tomatoes.
That has, at certain times, that had been one of those really big debating topics. Everybody would have their own strong opinions on which variety of tomatoes were the best. And I know we would get into serious conversations here on the radio. Oh, I've got the best one. That's the one to grow.
Well, the good thing about it tomorrow is what they normally do is they have a lot of different variety tomatoes cut up where you can actually taste them and you can kind of rate the ones you like. And we'll kind of gave kind of our own survey of which one people like.
Do the varieties that are popular, do they change from year to year?
No, some of the ones that been around, like Better Boy, Early Girl, been around for years. Then, like a few years ago, they came out with the Jet Stars, which were real popular and still a real popular. Mountain Fresh, a lot of the other type of varieties. They continue to try to improve varieties, especially with a lot of the improved varieties, to try to combat some of the insect and disease issues we have, or either some of the problems that for storage. So they look at a lot of, I guess the breeders or whatever try to do a better job in and keeping those tomatoes, make them easier to grow and a lot healthier and taste better as well. So they try to improve them. So you see a one or two new varieties come out about every year, and they're trying to get those on the market for people.
Now, if you have a favorite type of tomato that year after year you have just really found to be not only the best for you to grow, but tastes great, and your friends like it too, let us know. Just out of curiosity, I'd like to hear about that. 893-1450. Call in any time during our program this morning. 893-1450. What else are people planting this time of the year and enjoying as far as the garden goes?
Well, we actually have a lot of people call planting turnip greens. Want to know when to plant turnip greens. So they can actually get ready to plant those now for
That's
fall
a cool
garden.
School season.
Yeah, so we are kind of in that August time frame. We can transition into cool season. You want to think about cool season garden or fall gardening. So people are actually talking a lot about planting turnip greens. Seems like a little more people want to plant those this year. That's probably my number one fall vegetable, when to plant it and how to plant that time of year, which is kind of surprising, but that's what it is. Usually in the past, they want to know how late can I plant my beans or something like that, but usually this year it's turnip greens.
They're thinking about the good stuff you have with those.
That's what it is.
The hot water cornbread and all that good stuff.
Yeah, so
makes me hungry thinking about
it. I know.
That.
Make you get ready. I guess they get ready for Thanksgiving already.
Yeah.
We look up, it's been such a quick summer, a year or so.
I was out at one store talking about Thanksgiving. They had Christmas trees out. I mean, in large numbers, the artificial ones, obviously. They had them lit. They had Santas out. They had Christmas tree wreaths, balls, the whole bit. I was so surprised. I took some pictures of it, thinking I might share those. And I may later on. But that was just a few days ago.
Christmas in August.
Yeah. I was trying to find, I need to find that old record by, his name slips my mind, but it's called Green Christmas. Green being money. And Stan Freberg. Yeah. So if any of you remember that one, it was wasn't a real song. It was a comedy routine set to music. I think it was set to the 12 Days of Christmas.
Yeah, for years we've heard Christmas begin to be year-round, say, moving it on up usually.
Yeah. I mean, pretty soon it'll be ending and starting in February or something.
That's right.
Oh, man. Any of you notice some of those things happening, pushing the Christmas season already? 893-1450 is our phone number. Of course, you can't do that with gardening, though. I mean, you can't get an early jump on planting next year's tomatoes right now.
Barty, believe it or not, people are pushing the envelope.
Kidding me?
Especially with these hot tunnels and things that are out in these small greenhouses.
The hot tunnels?
High tunnels. They like a coverage over them.
Uh-huh.
And they kind of open at both ends and cover on the sides, and light come in, and they kind of heat with you can't heat them.
Yeah. Are they big enough to get in? Or
You walk in. They're usually 7-8 feet tall.
That sounds a little expensive, or is it?
I don't know the price on those, but we see a lot of especially our producers at the market, they a lot of those have them. That's why they get out so early and keep things such a longer period of time and in the garden season. So they use some of those, and we have a lot of people have small greenhouses. I visit with several homes that put in small backyard greenhouses where they're actually trying to grow tomatoes and peppers year-round.
Do they have pretty good success?
Yeah. They do have some problem with a lot. Some is you get some insect thrifts and things in them. You really have to wash and make clothes. You don't have a problem with those. But yeah.
So if you keep the temperature where it should be, and allow the sunlight to get through, for example, through windows and what have you,
or artificial light.
I hadn't even thought about that.
So
you can actually grow the tomatoes year round, or whatever you want.
Yeah, you might have heard people call greenhouse tomatoes and things like that. So it's being done.
Is it as tasty? Or I mean, especially if you use sunlight, I would guess it's the same.
It's pretty much the same. To go back to varieties, I think a lot of it. Has to do with variety you're growing, and some varieties do a little bit better in greenhouses than others, but most all you can pretty much grow any of them in there. But
Well, you know, even on a cold day in the summer, if the sun is out and you have plenty of light coming through, I guess you would have naturally warm, if you have an enclosure, you'd have a pretty naturally warm area.
It's warm a little bit, and then you add a little artificial heat to it to really keep it there, so you can actually manipulate that situation for those plants pretty easily.
So if you had a Florida room, which I don't have, but if you had a Florida room with plenty of windows and everything, you could have a raised bed garden-type situation there and a planter-type thing, and just have a ball. Have the heating and air conditioning system going, or have the heating system going anyway. Yeah, have the light from the outside coming in. What a natural thing. And I could see people having those.
Yeah, and especially the ones, I like those fried green tomatoes. I can just walk out and pick them out of the growing room. And then go back, just pick them and go in the kitchen and cut them up and wash them and cook them right there on the spot.
We better get our hammers and saws ready. Get those things going. Oh, man. I tell you, making me hungry. 893-1450 is our number. Anthony Tuggle is our guest. We're going to pause and check on the weather. We'll be back and continue the conversation in just a moment right here on WGNS. Stay with us. If you'd like to join us, our phone number is 893-1450. Have you tried some of the greenhouses? Do you have one or a little hothouse? 893-1450. And what is your favorite type of tomato? And what do you like with your turnip greens? Boy. We'll be right back.
Two powerful FM signals, one AM signal, and worldwide on WGNSradio.com. You can listen to us anywhere. We are WGNS Murfreesboro.
Representative Mike Sparks listens to us. Mike Sparks listened to us when he voted to stop expansion of Obamacare in Tennessee. Mike Sparks listened to us when he voted to stop Common Core, the radical Obama education agenda that harms our children and our teachers. And Mike Sparks listened to us when he worked to eliminate the Hall income tax, a tax that punishes our seniors. When it comes to lower taxes, smaller government, and opposing Obama's radical agenda, Mike Sparks listens to us. Join Andrew Ogles at Americans for Prosperity and call Mike Sparks at 615-741-1100. Thank him for being right on the issues that matter to Tennessee. Paid for by Americans for Prosperity.
Have the market's recent ups and downs made you uneasy? If you're concerned about your financial goals, let's talk. I'm Edward Jones Financial Advisor Lee Colvin. Call me today and ask about our free report, A Return to Normal Volatility. Don't ignore the opportunities. Give us a call at 907-7056 or stop by our office in the Public Shopping Center near Black Fox Elementary. Edward Jones, Making Sense of Investing, member SIPC.
Tennesseans deserve principled conservative leaders, leaders who stand up for the issues that matter to us. Adam Coggan is the proven conservative with real-world experience and a record of common sense leadership. Coggan opposes Obamacare's Medicaid expansion, is fighting Common Core, instead supporting school choice in education. And Adam Coggan has a perfect rating from the National Rifle Association. Adam Coggan is the conservative leader Tennesseans deserve.
Paid for by Adam Coggan for Tennessee.
This is Fred Thompson. Lamar Alexander is a conservative United States Senator who has absolutely earned re-election. Just look at Lamar's record. As governor, he balanced 8 budgets, defended the right-to-work law, brought Tennessee the auto industry, built the best 4-lane highway system, and left the state with 0 road debt. As senator, he's been endorsed by National Right to Life, the U.S. Chamber of Commerce, and the National Federation of Independent Businesses. Lamar earned an A rating from the NRA. That's why conservatives I know are voting for my friend of 44 years, Lamar Alexander, in the Republican primary for United States Senate. Early voting has already started, or you can vote for Lamar on Election Day, Thursday, August 7th.
I'm Lamar Alexander, candidate for U.S. Senate, and I approve this message. Paid for by Alexander for Senate 2014.
Hi, I'm Robert McConnell from Robert's Auto Repair. What's the difference between my car repair shop and some of the others here in town? We work hard with our customers and treat them like family.
Robert's Auto Repair, honest and fair, on Broad across from Ford of Murfreesboro. Good morning. Looking good in Murfreesboro right now. I-24 at 96, congestion, no accidents. I-24 at 231, congestion, no accident. I-24 at Medical Center Parkway, congestion, no accidents. Broader Church, Broader Memorial Church, Middle Tennessee Boulevard, looking good. Dr. Beautiful can peel away the wrinkles with the ZO 3-Step Program for tighter skin and shorter downtime. Get three chemical peels for $375. Call Dr. Beautiful today, 931-433-6871, or go online to dearbeautiful.net. Randy O'Brien with traffic on WGNS.
I get a radio that's kind of possessed.
It's coast to coast AM overnight every night.
You have a possessed radio?
Yeah.
WGNS, Murfreesboro.
You bring me back again. Back under the stars. Back into your arms. And I don't want to fall to pieces. I just want to sit and stare at you.
Hey, welcome back. Our number is 893-1450. We are talking lawns and gardens. 893-1450. Anthony Tuggle is our guest this morning from the Rutherford County Agricultural Extension Service. 893-1450. What do you like with your turnip greens? Everybody's wanting to grow turnip greens right now. What do you like when you're thinking about turnip greens? What do you like to put with them? And also, what is your favorite species of tomatoes? Something you just love to do. Have you tried growing them in the wintertime? 893-1450 is our number. Lawn and gardens, that's our topic this morning. People are also at the time of the year where they need to start thinking about if they're going to redo, I mean totally redo their lawn. This is almost the time. I mean, we're just a matter of weeks away.
Yeah, Bart, it is a good time, especially if you had some problem with your tall fescue lawn this year. And I was telling someone the other day, if you've had problems this year, coolest season we've had, four out the summer and the rainfall we've had, if you hadn't been able to grow tall fescue this year, then you probably ain't going to never grow.
But, try something else.
But you want to try it. This fall is a good time to get ready to prepare your lawn to oversee those tall fescue lawns and get those prepared. And also, you think you have some problem with those or don't know what to do, Mr. Moat is actually having a lawn care academy on August the 13th. And he's going to go in detail on what you need to do and what and how to prepare that, prepare your soil and how to get everything done. So step by step in great detail on lawn care maintenance and establishment. So you can really sign up and participate in that class if you just haven't been able to do it and you just really need some in-depth training. And that will be the time to do that. Sign up for it and let Mr. Moat go in detail with you. It's going to be a great program.
And when is that again?
It's August. It's actually, and it's free. It's August the 13th through the 16th. So it's going to be like a couple of days, and it's going to be in-depth.
So is that next week?
Yeah, I don't think so.
Wow, time's flying.
So in-depth.
Call now.
Yeah, you want to call in and register and set up, make sure we have you down.
Okay, what's the phone number over there?
898-7710.
898-7710. Okay. Well, let's take a phone call. Speaking of phones, our number is 893-1450, and you're on WGNS with Anthony Tuggle. Good morning. How are you today?
I'm doing pretty good.
Good.
Y'all was talking about what to put in turnip greens. I like to put ham pieces and maybe like ham bone or something like that in there.
Ooh, I bet that's good. That would be mighty good.
That's real good.
All righty. And you like the hot water cornbread with it?
Yes, sir. That's pretty good, too. That or just regular cornbread, either one.
I wouldn't knock either one of them out of the picture.
No, sir. We need some pinto beans to go along with it, too, though.
Oh, man. Don't you talk
perfect.
About delicious. Thank you.
Y'all have a good day, sir.
Thank you. Bye-bye. We may have to end the show early today or something. Go out and get us some.
I know what's for lunch today. Yeah. Meeting three.
Good morning. You're on WGNS with Anthony.
Good morning.
Hi there.
I'm fine. Good. I want to ask Anthony about peonies.
Okay.
When to cut those off?
Usually when the flowers die back and and when they start looking kind of straggly, it's a good time to just go ahead and cut those back.
The flowers are gone now, and
how the foliage
is looking kind of whitish looking. lighter green than they were when the peonies were, you know, big and pretty and blooms.
That may sound a little bit more like either a mildew issue or either some insect that causing that lightly white-looking color, but it won't hurt to go ahead and cut those back now if you want to.
Okay. Well, I don't know what they're called. I got two shrubberies, bushes or something, those kind of yellowish, greenish-looking small leaves, and the winter damaged one of them. There is some dead, dry, you know, limbs in it.
Yes,
and
ma'am.
So I cut some of those out. Should I have cut the whole bush down?
You know, if the whole plant is not dead, you just go in and cut out all the dead parts in that plant. I mean, we've seen a lot of that this year from this past winter. It was hard on a lot of plants, and a lot of plants had a lot of dieback. And I've just been telling people to go ahead and cut all the dead wood out of it. Reason we want to try to go ahead and cut the dead wood out of it is really to eliminate insect from we like overwinter or starting to hibernate in that dead wood. So really cut that out and just cut all the dead wood out. It should be fine. And if you need to cut some of those plants back, it won't hurt to just do some minor pruning on some of those other ones. But all the dead wood, I would go ahead and remove all of it.
Okay. Well, thank you so very much, Anthony.
Yes, ma'am. Have a good day.
Bye-bye.
And that opens a line for you. If you have a question or a comment this morning, the number to call is 893-1450, 893-1450. We are talking lawns and gardens and all sorts of fun things. I know we're moving into a time that everybody talks about planting trees and shrubs, but do you ever really get out of that time?
Bart, since we have those containerized plants, I would say no is the answer to that. But our preferred time is still winter time frame, October, November time frame is the preferred time to do it.
It's just not as much fun to do it then.
Oh, no, it's not. But but with these containerized plants, they typically come in with soil all around or soil, some kind of soil media. And you can do it any time, but you have to water them. But usually the recommended time is in the winter, October, November, December, even along the ground is not frozen, would be the preferred time to do that.
Now, when you're talking about container plants, you do take them out of the container before you plant them, don't you?
Please do.
Okay. Because it's easy to just drop the whole thing. I mean, dig a hole and put the pot in it.
Right. In some cases, I think some situations people have done that.
Now, if you do that, what is the roots push through the pot, or do they stay small?
Eventually going to stay small and die, typically, or you may develop some root rot problem where they die, or they'll stay stunted for a while.
Okay.
But you really want to really dig a hole three times the size of your root ball, and you want to score that root ball. Think of those, because those plants have been growing in that container, and if they a big, healthier plant, the roots will continue. If you don't score that root ball, those roots will continue to grow in that mountain over a period of time. It will eventually girdle that tree out. So you want to just get a shovel or something and just kind of break that root ball up and then put it into the ground.
Mm-hmm.
And that way, that roots will have a tendency to spread out versus continue to grow in that same circular fashion.
Okay. So take it out of the container, score the root ball, just loosen up the dirt in the root ball and plant it. But have the hole about three times wider than the root ball.
Right.
How deep should it be?
It should be no more deeper than it already planted in that container. Okay. And you want to backfill it with that same soil.
Okay.
It is best. I know we have a lot of clay soil, and typically people want to amend that soil. A little bit of organic, but not a lot. That's why we kind of recommend really go back with the same soil, because that's the soil it'll be growing in. And then it should do fine.
Okay.
What we see a lot of problem here 4 and 5 years down the road is people dig a hole just big enough for that plant to get in. That's all they want to dig it, and they kind of put it in there. And 4 and 5 years later, the plant is dead. It's ungirdled itself or has some root rot issues. And then we can go pull it out, and it looks perfectly the same as well when you put the day you put it in there. Want to score the root ball.
We've heard stories about cedar trees and apple trees and how the two don't do well together. Are there other plants that we need to be aware of not to plant in the close proximity to each other?
Well, speaking of cedar trees and apple, we really think you're talking about cedar apple rust. And there are some resistant varieties of apples that won't get that cedar apple rust problem. So anytime you've had any issue with plants, that's probably most one I can really think of, Bart. So I would look for plants that are resistant to some of the issues you've had before, but I really can't think of one offhand right now besides the one you just mentioned.
Okay, well, that's good to know that. Good morning. You're on WGNS with Anthony.
Yes, good morning.
Hi.
I was wondering about back in the day when I was brought up, we lived in the country, and we'd always take our ashes out of the stove when we burn wood and we'd throw it on the garden.
Mm-hmm.
I'm noticing now that some girls that I'm working with, they're doing that now. Is that a good thing or a bad thing? Because they say they have some of the prettiest tomatoes that come out of that. And I'm going to hang up and listen.
Okay. So that would be obviously in the wintertime when they're taking the ashes out of the stove, throwing them where the garden would be. And I guess somewhere along the line they till it in. What does that do? Is it good or bad?
The three major nutrients we put in fertilizer, nitrogen, phosphorus, and potassium. And that third one is potassium, too. We call potash.
Mm-hmm.
And it's actually a good one. So it is a good practice to put those in the garden and just add potassium to your soil. You know, potassium is one of those nutrients that really help fruit development and also help hold water moisture. So so that's what they're adding. So that's one nutrient that they want. So if they are going to buy a commercial fertilizer, they can buy nitrogen and phosphorus. They won't need potassium because they're added through their coals.
And I think we've talked about this before, but it sort of seems to fit in with this. Indians put fish around it. You hear the old stories about putting fish around the gardens. And it seems like somewhere along the line I've also heard salt. What do those do?
I have no idea.
Just make up something.
I have no idea. I don't know.
Okay. I don't either.
I'm trying to think. I'm trying to pull something, but nothing comes to mind right now. But I can see putting fish out there and a cat coming digging it up. So I don't know.
Eventually it would decompose, I guess. 893-1450. Have you ever heard that? Or am I dreaming something? 893-1450. Maybe I didn't have enough sleep last night. 893-1450 is our number. We're going to continue the conversation. We're going to check on the weather, and we'll be right back. Stay with us.
And who can say if your love grows as your heart shows?
All Sports Talk, weekdays at 5.
WGNS, your good neighbor station.
Rutherford County's place to talk.
My name is Barry Tidwell, and I am a candidate for General Sessions Judge Part 2 here in Rutherford County. I'm asking for your vote in the upcoming election. I've been in the practice of law for almost 15 years and look forward to serving the citizens of Rutherford County as your next General Sessions Judge for Part 2. Early voting runs July 18th through August 2nd, and the general election is August the 7th. Again, I am Barry Tidwell, and I'm asking for your vote so that I can be your next General Sessions Judge.
Paid for by the Committee to Elect Barry Tidwell, Mark P. Lee, Treasurer.
Hello, this is Peter Demas with Demas's Restaurant, a family restaurant tradition for four generations, now in our 24th year, serving our most popular menu item, great-tasting oven-baked chicken soup. Back in 1989, when my mom and dad were planning Demas's, they debated whether baked chicken soup should even be on the menu. Both agreed that it was a good item, but they weren't sure it would be accepted. Because my dad and his sisters had eaten it all of their lives, especially when anybody had a bad cold, they decided to risk it. They did it, and now I can say the rest is history. We made over 65,000 gallons last year and make more every day. We sell it by the cup, bowl, quart, or gallon. You can even freeze it for shipping or to save it for a later date. Give yourself a treat today. Baked chicken soup, buy it in the store, or get it to go. Demas's Restaurant in Murfreesboro, Lebanon, downtown Nashville, and Hendersonville. Get your chicken soup today.
Representative Mike Sparks listens to us. Mike Sparks listened to us when he voted to stop expansion of Obamacare in Tennessee. Mike Sparks listened to us when he voted to stop Common Core, the radical Obama education agenda that harms our children and our teachers. And Mike Sparks listened to us when he worked to eliminate the Hall income tax, a tax that punishes our seniors. When it comes to lower taxes, smaller government, and opposing Obama's radical agenda, Mike Sparks listens to us. Join Andrew Ogles at Americans for Prosperity and call Mike Sparks at 615-741-1100. Thank him for being right on the issues that matter to Tennessee. Paid for by Americans for Prosperity.
Weather Eye.
This weather brought to you by First National Bank of Murfreesboro.
We'll see a few spotty showers and storms here this afternoon with partial sunshine, a high into the mid-90s, and winds out of the east between 5 and 10 miles per hour. I'm WGNS meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Right now, 79.
This is Frieda Morgan with First National Bank of Murfreesboro. Come by and visit us. Enjoy a hot, delicious cookie, and we are very grateful to those customers that have helped us with our success. First National Bank of Murfreesboro, member FDIC.
Bell Jewelers, celebrating 135 years. Greg Tidwell, owner of Bell Jewelers.
Bell Jewelers, celebrating 135 years of excellence with an incredible anniversary sale.
Bell Jewelers, on Broad Street, across from Toots.
Celebrate 135 years with Bell Jewelers with this huge store-wide sale. Everything will be discounted up to 75% off. Pandora is excluded.
Bell Jewelers, celebrating 135 years.
The sale is August 20th through the 26th.
There is an underground civilization underneath of the North American continent.
It's Coast to Coast AM, overnight, every night. On WGNS, Murfreesboro.
Be made useless. Won't be idle with despair. Gather myself around my faith. The light, the darkness most fear. My hand, the small.
Welcome back. Our number is 893-1450. Anthony Tuggle is with us from the Rutherford County Agricultural Extension Service. And let's take another call. Good morning. You're on WGNS with Anthony. How are you today?
Good morning, Bart. This is Michael Shirley.
Hey, Michael. How are you doing?
I'm doing very well. I heard y'all talking about tomatoes and peppers and all the things that people are growing in their gardens right now. And I just wanted to call and tell everyone that they needed to come by and get some chickens from the 4-H auction this weekend so they can make some delicious omelets with all of those fresh garden vegetables.
I love that. That's a good segue, Michael.
Thank you. I thought that was pretty clever. But we do have our 4-H chick chain auction is this Saturday, and starting at 9 o'clock. The auction will begin at 9:30, but the kids have a little poultry show at 9 o'clock, and then we'll be auctioning off. We have 31 participants this year.
Wow.
So we look to have most of those kids, I think, will sell at least 5 birds. Mm-hmm. And so we should have a real good pool of chickens to choose from.
Now, when you say poultry show, Michael, are the chickens going to do tricks and things like that?
Well, we start the day off with a costume contest where our 4-H'ers dress up and they use their chickens as a prop or part of their costume. So that's always a big hit. And then we pass out our awards. The kids have really worked hard on taking care of these birds this year, and we pass out some awards for person with the best birds, and they have to turn in a record book where they've kept up with all the receipts and expenses for the year, and they write an essay. And so we give out awards for all of those things, and then we start our auction at 9:30.
So if you have some youngsters who have not lived on a farm, this would be great for them to come and see youngsters similar age who are raising chickens and
that's
having
right.
fun.
A lot of people are interested in knowing where their food comes from or raising it themselves. And this is a good opportunity that the best chickens in Rutherford County are going to be auctioned off this weekend because our 4-H'ers want to win the trophy. And so mm-hmm. they bring their best birds. And so they'll be auctioning off pens of 5, and this year we're raising Red Stars and Black Stars, which are the a brown egg layer, and they're fantastic. They have a great disposition. They're really strong layers, and people can take those birds home and immediately start collecting those eggs.
So if you're wanting to grow eggs and do your own there at the home, this is the place. What time should people arrive?
If they get there just right before 9, they'll be fine. So 8:45, and there'll be plenty of seats. We'll be in the livestock barn at the 4-H office, at the extension office.
Okay, and is there any charge to attend?
There is no charge to attend. We just charge you to buy the birds.
Oh, okay.
So you don't get to take them home for free, but all that money stays with our 4-Hers. So it's a way that if you know you want to support the 4-Hers and get some good birds at the same time, this chick chain auction is a great way to do that.
And that's this Saturday at the Lane Agri Park. Yeah. Okay, Michael. Thank you for Anthony. Did you have anything?
No, he answered the question.
If you asked him,
oh, he did
he's
a great
gone.
Job.
He comes in quickly, and he leaves quickly.
That's right.
893-1450, and I'll bet you there are some 4-Hers, some maybe previous 4-Hers, who are now adults who remember those days. That would be a fun memory.
Yeah, and that's a great project. It's you sell all your birds. I think they get the birds around March, February, mm-hmm. March time frame, and they raise them till August, and there once people buy them, they're ready to lay eggs. And usually, the 4-Hers actually have some of the eggs from the birds that they've already laid there. So
they get everything ready for you.
Get them prepared.
Okay, how long is there a certain amount of time that a chicken lays eggs, and after a few years or so, it quits or anything like that?
Typically, they lay for years. For one, it depends on how. Obviously, the nutrition, how well they've kept and where they're kept at, and they're fed real well. They usually do well, especially in the summertime. Mm-hmm. In the wintertime, if they're out kind of free reigning, if they're not up, usually when it's cold, they don't lay as often. But then when it warms up again, if you have a warm place in the winter, they'll lay a lot better.
So the whole secret is to take care of the birds, keep them healthy, feed them well, and they will lay longer, not indefinitely. But
LA for years, so you can well worth it.
Okay, and to learn more about that, if you're an adult, obviously, if you're an adult, you're too old to go to 4-H. But how can you learn that? Because a lot of people are taking on, having farm fresh eggs at their house now.
Bart, we actually had a program earlier at the farmers market doing one of those sessions to talk about raising a backyard chicken. So we do have programs come up that deals with and talk about it. And usually those classes are pretty full as well. So we have a lot of people that are interested in those. So it just depends on the year. I don't think we have another one scheduled this year. But they can call the office and check to see. Or they can look at our calendar online. But they call the office, they can get direct information. A little bit faster looking through all the programs we got online to see when the next one will be off. I know we had one earlier this year at the market.
I'll have to say, I am amazed with the variety of topics that you cover, the variety of classes that are presented right there by the Rutherford County Agricultural Extension Service. You do a great job over there.
Well, I'm not going to take it. We appreciate it, but Janie works hard in getting a lot of these speakers, as well as managing the market. She do great. And if you haven't visited the market, you need to, because everything is fresh, locally grown. There's no buying and reselling at our market. We do expect to make sure it's producer-only market, so that we ensure people, when they come, they're getting what that producer is actually growing. So, and the classes have been a big hit. Even not on those classes, we have some that deals with seasonal eating. I think we had one last weekend where the FCS people actually teach you how to prepare what's in season. Mm-hmm. So they pick a few things out of the market and go and create a meal and a dish with them. So it's been real popular. So we've been grateful. A lot of people have been, usually 25, 30 people attend those classes every Tuesday and Friday.
And so, if you're having some hay fever problems and things of that sort, which we're, I'm not sure we ever get out of that season. There's always something out there. But you do have farm fresh local honey.
We do have vendors that have local honey as well as meats. That's really been real popular for the last year or two and really become more popular. We have vendors that raise their beef or chicken or pork, and basically they have a process and they bring it and sell it at our market, and they have been real popular as well. So pretty much you can prepare a whole meal from the farmer's market. If you like, from the meats to vegetables and everything, fruits, we have a lot of different things there, so they can prepare a whole meal from the market.
Are you finding that people are getting more concerned about what they put into their body, where it comes from, how it was raised, and things of that sort?
We are seeing a lot of that, and I think it's a nation trend. Heard on the news yesterday, one day this week, I'm not sure it was yesterday or not. All my days seem to run together, but Tennessee is leading the country in farmer's market.
We have more and more
farmer's market in Tennessee than they've come up in any other state in the country. So we are really, Tennesseans are in a way, are really taking heed to fresh, locally grown fruits and vegetables, and as well as meats and things as well. And also, I think the governor initiative, Healthy, I can't remember the exact name of it. He has a healthy initiative for the state, and it's help pushing people to be more aware of their health and issues. And so, and that's one of the programs that our Family Consumer Science people have been teaching for years, health and safety, food and nutrition. So it goes right along people being healthier and living longer and being prepared. So
they go
locally fresh grown fruits and vegetables and meats and things as well.
And of course, tomorrow morning is the time to take advantage of that. The farmer's market in the morning, 7 until noon at the Lane Agripark. That's at 315 John R. Rice Boulevard. If you know where PAWS is, the Pet Adoption Welfare Service, the place where you adopt a pet, you can go over there. It's right next to that. It's just down the street from Sam's. We will continue the conversation in just a moment.
Now, more than ever, start your mornings with WGNS. The Morning News with Scott Walker. Weekday mornings, 6:30 to 7:50 on WGNS. AM, FM, online.
The Salvation Army Family Store, where your purchases always help us help others. Get 50% off items marked with our color of the week. Every Wednesday, get 50% off most items in the store. At the Salvation Army Family Store, you can get bargain prices on clothes, furniture, household goods, electronics, and more. Your purchases go directly to fund Salvation Army programs here in Rutherford County. The Salvation Army Family Store is at 125 South Front Street, across from Captain D's on Broad. Open Monday through Saturday from 10 a.m. until 6 p.m.
The big sidewalk sale at the Co-op Farm and Home Center is going on today through Saturday. Some items will be anywhere from 50 to 75% off.
Tina Fox at the Co-op.
The Co-op is located at 985 Middle Tennessee Boulevard, just off of South Church. Remember, you don't have to be a member at the Co-op to come shop with us. The big sidewalk sale at the Co-op Farm and Home Center is going on today through Saturday. Everything that's going to be on sale will be out on our front sidewalk, so check out what we have.
Hi, this is Amanda at Animal City. I'm inviting your family to come do business with my family. Here at Animal City, not only do we carry a full range of great products for your dogs and cats, you'll also find a host of items for your more exotic family members, like your hedgehogs or sugar gliders. Here at Animal City, we are happy to help you create or maintain the aquarium setup of your dreams, either fresh or saltwater. So come see us at Animal City, 919 Northwest Broad Street in Murfreesboro.
This is Andrew Ogles with Americans for Prosperity. They said we could keep our doctor, that we could keep our health plan. They lie. Hardworking Tennessee families lost their coverage and are being hurt. In Tennessee, we could have joined other states and sued to stop Obamacare, but we didn't. It's time Tennesseans learn more about the record of the liberal judges on Tennessee's Supreme Court and the record of the liberal attorney general they appointed. I'm Andrew Ogles. Join me at Americans for Prosperity and stand up for issues that matter to Tennessee. Issues where Tennessee should be the judge. Go to AFPTN.org to find out more. Paid for by Americans for Prosperity.
Weather Eye.
We'll see a few spotty showers and storms here this afternoon with partial sunshine, a high into the mid-90s, and winds out of the east between 5 and 10 miles per hour. I'm WGNS meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Right now, 79.
Brought to you by AccountTemps, providing businesses flexible staffing solutions for all their accounting and finance workload needs. Learn more at accounttemps.com/flexible-staffing. A Robert Half Company.
The Truman Show. Weekday mornings at 9.
WGNS, your good neighbor station.
Rutherford County's place to talk.
We're back again, and let's go to the phones. Good morning. You're on WGNS with Anthony Tuggle. How are you today?
Doing just fine, Bart. How y'all doing this morning?
Doing great. Good. Good to hear you.
Just good to hear you too. And oh, Anthony, I've been waiting for you to get back on there. I just love the way you talk.
Well, thank you, sir. Yeah. I appreciate it.
One of the most southern brothers.
I am from the South, Mississippi. I guess that country accent can't shake it, even though I've been in Tennessee. But I guess I'm still in the South, really.
Yeah.
I just like the way you talk about food. You make a person just want to eat right then while you're talking about it.
Well, I think when Bart guys talk about those tum greens this morning, I think we already decided on where we was going after the show to eat at.
That's right. Absolutely. I'm ready.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. I got a question about, not too long ago, you was talking about skunk. Now, I saw one in the morning time around the back of my deck at my house and stuff. I happened to walk out and I'm always observative on what's going on, though. And he was walking and going, he's headed out the driveway. Now, did you say that skunks basically don't come out in the daytime?
I didn't say they don't. Typically, you see most activity at night or early mornings, late at night time. That's when you see most of their activity. That's not saying they won't come out in the day, but they are typically more active at night, especially during their breeding season. I think it was in the spring of the year, late winter, spring of the year. That's when they're kind of breeding season, and they're a little bit more active. Actually, I was out driving last night, heading home, and I saw a baby skunk out in the road. So they can come out in the day, but typically they're a little bit more active at night.
Yes, but what about the rabies? When you see them in the daytime, I thought I heard you say that maybe they might have rabies or something when you see them in the daytime.
I've heard, I don't know if I said that or not, but I've heard that, but I'm not sure how factual that is. I guess that would be an animal control question. We'll try to find that out from them and maybe get back with you on that.
Well, another thing. Skunks and cats, they're sort of related, aren't they?
I think they are in the same feline family.
They are?
I think they are.
Okay. Now, do you know, can a skunk climb a tree?
I haven't seen one of those.
I haven't seen one. So I have no idea.
Yes, that's been bothering me. I've been wondering, I figured they probably, sort of relatives. Trees.
I'm sure some caller have seen one. It's something to think about. That's the thought of the day. Let us in on something to think about.
I remember when I was a kid, I used to hear a description of a skunk when he was asking about a cat. He said it's a black and white kitty with fluid drive.
Yeah. Well, I'm not going to take up no more of your time. And I just wanted to say hello to Anthony and Bart. You have a great one, too. And God bless the show you got on there.
Thanks for calling.
Thank you. We'll research those answers for him and try
Absolutely.
To get back next
That gives
week.
Us something to do now for the next day or so. And we're out of time this morning. We thank you, Anthony, for joining us today.
Enjoyed it, Bart. Thanks.
Don't forget the Farmer's Market in the morning, 7 until noon. Truman's next on WGNS Murfreesboro.
My life is brilliant. My love is pure. I saw an angel of Adam Shaw. She smiled at me on the side.